Hey, you're tuned in to Met Radio CJTM, 1280 AM on the dial. I'm Mia Johnson for the Local Journalism Initiative. Here's your community update. Toronto's mayoral candidates have been weighing in on Trump's trade war. Tensions between Washington and Ottawa linger after negotiations fell apart last week with no sign of de-escalation.
There's a positive opportunity that has always existed with the United States for a mutually beneficial trade deal. And when the Americans stop doing memes, stop throwing shade, stop trying to be tough, and start being serious about having those discussions, we can have those discussions. But it's not constructive, but that's their democracy.
Toronto incumbent Mayor Olivia Chow, up for re-election, met with business and labor leaders on the mayor's economic action team on Tuesday to discuss tariff response. The 13-member group was assembled last year after U.S. President Donald Trump waived annexation threats and implemented a 25% tariff on most Canadian goods.
President Trump ended all that and started a senseless and hurtful trade war. But he underestimated us Canadians.
Heads of Toronto Hydro, Toronto Global, and the Toronto and York Region Labour Council were among the leaders Chow spoke with early this week. While Toronto doesn't control trade policy, Chow released a statement affirming the resilience of Toronto's economy throughout this time, pointing to how Toronto's employment rate is up 1.8% and the unemployment rate is down 3.3% since last year. Putting aside bike lane beef, what's been a contentious debate between the mayor and Ontario's premier, Doug Ford.
We have a province, a premier, instead of standing united with us, decide to turn the guns over to Toronto.
Chow says she does have the confidence of federal and provincial partners during this ongoing trade war, with the city having received a little over $7 billion in funding earlier this year to build infrastructure and housing. At Tuesday's meeting, Mayor Chow laid out clear recommendations that the Economic Action Team will focus on in the coming weeks. The mayor's statement follows a week of criticism from top rivaling candidates Brad Bradford and Chris Alexander. On August 25th, the former cabinet minister and latest high-profile candidate to enter the mayoral race, Chris Alexander, criticized Mayor Olivia Chow for fighting Ontario Premier Doug Ford on bike lanes rather than focusing on the trade war.
Ever since the announcement came last weekend, Toronto is pulling together, Canada's pulling together, but we need to move past the emotion to be really concrete about how we support our businesses.
Building on the city's previous initiatives, Alexander proposes creating a loan guarantee program for small businesses and reducing the ratio of commercial to residential property tax. This came, among other items, aiming to accelerate investment and protect jobs in the candidate's action plan to fight escalating U.S. tariffs, which Alexander says he would adapt should he win Toronto over. The candidate also bashed rival Beaches East York councillor Brad Bradford for, quote, belittling an important American state on Canada's border, unquote. Earlier that day, Bradford had posted a video in response to Donald Trump's renaming of Lake Ontario to Lake America.
Sure, you can try and change the name of a lake, but you can't change the spirit of our city, our province, or our country.
In which he said New York used to be a province. Meanwhile, Bradford has promised property tax relief for every year the trade war is ongoing. He did not specify exactly how revenue loss would be offset, but did say the city's reserve funds could relieve the pressure of high tariffs to get the city, quote, unstuck.
Now here's the part that's not a joke.
The U.S. imposed tariffs on $28 billion worth of Canadian goods is a direct hit to Toronto region's manufacturing base. The Toronto Region Board of Trade reported that last week. They said this is the industry that's been hit the hardest. Questions remain about how far escalations will go, with Canada set to counter retaliatory tariffs next week. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Mia Johnson. Additional reporting was done by Kinza Safar. You can follow more of our election coverage at frequencynews.ca or by tuning in right here at 1280 a.m. in Toronto.